All right, welcome to our second hour tonight of the Hangout. We are here with Mr. Ben Stowe from NLFX Pro. He is going to be our second resident technical guru. We also have Howie Darkstar here. He is our co-host tonight, and he knows a thing or two as well. So between those guys, I really don't have to say much. It's pretty nice. They can just kind of give us all of the stuff that we need. I think we just lost Ben. But Ben will be back.
No, I'm still here. I'm just adjusting my video. Sorry.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. We still have Ben. But anyhow, so yeah, we talked a little bit about all kinds of stuff on the first hour, and I think on the second hour we'll be talking about all kinds of stuff again. Howie, what's our topic for the second hour?
What is our topic?
You were supposed to come up with one while Ben was gone.
We talked earlier about going lightweight and more portable.
Lightweight and portable. I like it. That's kind of where I was trying to go in the first hour, and we went another place, but that's okay. Nothing wrong with going another place. We've all done it. We've all lightened up our load. It's allowed a lot of us to continue to work, including myself. There's a lot of cool stuff out there, and NAMM's coming up. Jeez, what is the date? It's the 16th. NAMM will be happening 9 days from now. I think it opens up on the 25th. Or 10 days, I guess. See, that's my head in math. It's 10 days. But, yeah, there's a lot of cool new fun stuff out there. What are you guys using that's making your life easier? Let us know. Come into the chat. Join us in the room and tell us what you have. I've done a new system recently. It's taken me a while to put together. I'm rocking the Pioneer DGM450 mixer, which is pretty tiny, little battle mixer, but it has what I need on it to do what I need it to do. Evolve 50s, Pro Event Table, all of those things have just made my life easy. And next, it's wireless DMX lighting all the way. This is what my new show will consist of.
We finally had him turn over to the dark side, Ben. He's really into the DMXing of the lights now.
No, hold on a minute. Let me clarify that. I'm into the concept of it.
Oh.
See, I am what you call, Ben, you'll appreciate this. I am what you call an end user. I'm not a product specialist. I don't want to know more about these things than I need to know to do what I need to do. So I rely on people like Howie and Ben to coach me on the technical stuff. And then after I get it all done, I can forget about it because I'll shout a YouTube video on it. And if I need to remind myself, I can rewatch my video. Mm-hmm. I don't have to commit it to memory. Don't everybody talk at once.
Is your mic on, Ben?
I hope so. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. I was just, see, now that I'm on the phone, and for those that don't, don't know, so after the last hour, apparently my video froze up, and I thought, gosh, this isn't good, and a quick assessment of that proved that was the case. My hard drive actually failed on the computer that I use at home to do this, and so I would not restart, can't find the boot drive, and I didn't have time to install a new hard drive before the show. So we're just back up and running in show business fashion on my phone. I have my phone like propped up here, but now I can only see four people. Like Robin said, it looks like Hollywood Square, so I had to kind of scroll through and see who all was there. So I got Michael. I see True North is representing. Love it. Thank you. And let's see, Todd, Randy, Robin. Okay, good. All right, I was just kind of checking out who all is here.
We have DJ Rick Webb in the house.
All right.
And we have U/FR6BZNJSYAK1 in the house. Welcome. I'll remember that.
They're just making them up now.
I know. This is like the old days of YouTube where nobody used their real name. I was like the one weirdo who did, you know?
Ham radio gone bad, you know?
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, yeah. That was my handle on ham radio as well. It was Darkstar.
Let me unmute. Well, no, never mind. I was going to unmute Rick, but he just got on the phone.
True North, ham radio, out of play.
It ain't, no, you're on this.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, there's somebody talking.
Say that again.
Oh, right. there's our guy here. I'm gonna unmute this guy so he can tell us who he is. The guy of many characters,
the man of many characters. Well, you must have been thrilled when Twitter went to 280.
Okay, it looks like we're carrying the show. No one's gonna talk. It's okay.
I'm trying to be nice. I'm sitting back.
Oh, Scott, I need you now. Oh, somebody has their hand up. Tom has his hand up. We're going to
go to Tom.
Speak, Tom.
Todd,
I'm sorry.
Okay, it's fine. Hey, I was going to see, Brian, you said you was going to completely DMX. Is that going to be wireless DMX you're going to go to, like uplighting? And
That's what I want to do. And the reason I want to do it is because I don't want to run cables. I mean, and there are going to be some things I'll have to run cables on, or maybe I'll use dongles, but I think that's probably the way forward for what I want to do, just to ease of setup. And I guess also because I have the resources to do it.
Right.
Okay. Well, I was thinking for the uplighting, have you seen the new ape lights?
I've heard of them. They're the German lights. I think Italian Speaker Imports are bringing those in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I seen a video on those, and because we was looking to get, I think it was my wife is with the Hex lights, some of those wireless. What's the difference, really? I mean, other than price.
Well, I tell you, one thing you want to be really careful of with wireless DMX is making sure that if you want to use other wireless fixtures, that you have a compatible protocol, because wireless DMX is not a standard where DMX is. You have a lot of different proprietary standards within wireless DMX. You know, you have Goddard and you have WDMX, and you know, you have American DJs is different from Chevet's, is different from Blizzard's, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't know exactly what protocol Ape Lights uses, if they're using something like WDMX that's available on a more widespread basis. We do have a conversation with them at NAMM. We have some concerns. But I see some opportunity with the product, and we just want to get a lot more knowledge about it before we can put our name on it. So I would say stay tuned. If you're familiar with Katie from our team, she'll be doing a pretty in-depth analysis and see if it's a line we can get behind. But in either case, I'll find out what the protocol they're using for wireless is.
Ben, am I right? Is that a Time Speaker Imports on that?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so John Krupa and Jamie Valari, good people, good guys.
Yeah, I have no problem with the I have no problem with the U.S. people that are bringing in. You know, they're the same folks that do FBT, and they're good people, and I think the world of them. You know, there's been, if I recall, some changes of ownership with Ape Lights. I think the company at one point went out of business and then came back into business, and so we. Before I'll sell the product, I'm just going from my recollections on this here, but before I'll sell a product, I need to know that a year from now I can get you parts.
That's called integrity, folks.
Yes.
So, you know, before we take your money, we want to know doggone sure what we're taking your money for.
Okay. You guys, that's an interesting point you bring up, Ben, because there was a fellow that in the DJ Video Cave that bought an off-brand mover, and he lost the snap ring that holds the gobos in. And he contacted the people. They said, "We don't have parts for that. That's from China." I didn't mean to say that, but you know what I mean. I mean, in other words, even the people that he bought this from, and he said this exact same thing that people probably would have said, you know, about like what you get, what you pay for. But he said, "I really didn't save any money in the long run." He said he saved a few dollars and it cost them dearly.
You know, I get tired. I'm not even bothering to try to tell anybody anymore. I think those that ask, you know, we can answer it. But people say it's the same. It comes from the same factory. That's patently false. It's been proven to be false. And
it is false.
Is that the ones they put on eBay that you can buy 10 fixtures for $180? Is that the ones you're talking about?
Probably so. You know, yes. there's Listen, I have friends who go to China, who work with Chinese manufacturing, and they've gone over there to see vendors they have agreements and contracts with, and they show up and the place is gone. You know, I mean, these things are popping up and closing down. And like I said, I'm not even bothering to use my emotional resources anymore to try to talk people out of it. It's just,
it's a losing battle, but you know,
I'm new to DMX. I'm just learning. So
I'll say this. I bet you a couple times a week we get a new old customer who went that route who's coming back and saying, well, I need lights. And but you know, Ben, I'm not even look, I mean you know, you do you, boo. I ain't trying to talk anybody proud of it, you know what I mean?
I love it. You do you, boo. He's getting so gangster, man. I love it.
Well, you know, after that you said I had that hip you know, snarly face thing in the last video. So.
You know, that is one of the most important things I look into before I make a purchase is the actual vendor going to stand behind it, and do they have parts? I need to know if I can get parts.
You know, I'm not going to toot. Yes, I am. Yes, I am going to toot our horn a little bit.
One minute.
I'll be very quick. This was a conversation that quite literally happened tonight. Right before I got online, I was talking to a customer and I said, hey, you know, I just got a note from our accounting folks that you haven't sent that defective product back. We had got this person an advanced replacement from the manufacturer. And he said, yeah, I've been meaning to. I just hadn't got around to it, you know, and you know, life gets busy over the holidays, no big deal. And he says, but why are you contacting me? I said, I thought this was between me and the manufacturer. And I said, no, they don't send advanced replacements. We paid for that. Mm-hmm. I said, we bought your advanced replacement and we're just waiting to get reimbursed when you send it back to the manufacturer. And he goes, wow. He said, I didn't know that. I said, well, we didn't tell you. We just got your replacement. But the fact is, I think it matters. We think it matters. We think our customers are worth it. We know that you spent your hard-earned money with us, and you know we value that and appreciate that. And so before we're going to go take on you know, a line, whether it's ape lights or anything else, we want to know a lot more about the product besides what's, you know, just what it takes to sell it. We want to know what's going to happen over the next couple of years that you're going to use that product.
Didn't you mention something? You were talking with John a few weeks ago where there was one manufacturer that they knew that they had a 17% failure rate. So if you ordered 1,000 of an item, they sent, you know, 1,170 because they knew there would be returns.
That wasn't us, but we did recently end a relationship with the manufacturer over their failure rate. I mean, at some point it just becomes intolerable. And you say, I just can't, you know, I mean, obviously we're doing what we can reasonably, but margins have become ridiculously thin and customer service costs money and it seems like less people are doing it for that reason. And we're still trying. We're trying to hang on with the margins and offer customer service. And at some point you just got to say, you know what, get this brand from somebody else. It's not for us, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's what it is. I mean, and people get very excited about saving a few bucks, and I understand that is, you know, just being a smart consumer. But on the other hand, you know, peace of mind is worth so much to me. Just knowing
absolutely
that something is serviceable, knowing that there's been some QC involved, knowing that, you know, if I make a phone call to a company, there's going to be someone at least who answers the phone and gives me some help, be it the retailer or be it the manufacturer. It's so important. So.
You know what's interesting? I think everybody wants a good deal. I want a good deal.
Yeah, of course.
You know, but what's interesting is we work with entities that are, you know, state universities or the United States military. We do a lot of work for the U.S. military. And these organizations have a mandate to get the best price,
right?
Not a desire, but a mandate. However, the U.S. military does not get the lowest price. They don't get the lowest bidder. They get the lowest qualified bidder. And that's where people in our situation sometimes get that distinction. And they say, well, I found this deal that looks way too good to be true from some place I've never heard of. That's the lowest price. Yeah, trust me. Those people don't sell to the U.S. military. The U.S. military goes, nope. You know?
Yeah.
So a little, and then that's frustrating to us sometimes when people say, yeah, I scoured the internet for 3 hours and I found like 99 people are doing this, but I found one guy. Will you match that? We're like, really?
Yeah.
Sometimes we do though. You know, it just depends on how ridiculous it is. So you can always ask us. We're, you know, but what I'm saying is, you know, reasonable, you know. If it's too good to be true, it probably is.
Right. That, the moral
not like
the
you're going to get four 25-foot XLR cables for $20.
Well, let me tell you what burns my ass. I mean,
I've seen those. I see those ads every day.
Man, those are bad.
It's like plastic. Pass. I'll pass.
Plastic XLR ends on them.
You can't even buy the connectors for that.
I don't mind. You know, if I'm going to buy, I don't know, just off the top of my head, what would it be? Just a thing, you know, for my kid or whatever, just a miscellaneous thing for the house or for my personal use. If I'm going to go cheap on that and it fails on me, well, then whatever. But we're talking about items for our business.
Something to make you look bad, something fails, oof.
Yeah, what is the cost of that savings at that point? What is the cost of reputation?
Right.
And businesses can make money in one of two ways. When you have a budget offset, meaning that your expenses and your income don't align, and I know something about that. I've led a company for 25 years. You can either cut expenses, which sometimes is good. I mean, many times it's necessary to cut unnecessary expenses. Or you can grow revenue, you know, and too often you focus on the cut. Well, I'm going to save, and you back yourself into a corner where you can't grow the revenue, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you have to have a realistic business plan.
I call it economic hypothermia. Once again, you know, it's very cold here in Minnesota, so we know all about that. But for those who live in warmer climates, let me explain to you how hypothermia works. Basically, your body makes a decision that it's going to shut off blood flow to your limbs with an attempt to save your core. So your body basically saying, you know what, your arms and legs are done. We're going to try to save the vital organs. But here's the punchline. That's like cutting expenses, saying, well, I'm going to keep cutting to try to save the core. But ultimately, if you don't get warm, you die anyway.
Right. Yeah.
Sometimes you need to focus on getting warm. You know, grow your revenue, run a profitable business. And I'll tell you, I'm not going to name drop some of the big corporations, but we work with some like really big theme parks and really big casinos, we'll say. And believe me, they have the buying power. They have the ability to demand the best price. Yet it's amazing where, you know, they get a good price, but, they're not interested in matching the trunk slammer. You know what I mean? They're not importing things from somebody they've never heard of in China, you know?
Right. Right.
It's not worth the headache.
You know, I've told this before too. I got a very, very, very close friend. They're like family to me. They're brothers. There's a bunch of them. They're all a little different. One of them is a construction worker, and he kind of sort of started his own company about 15 years ago. And, you know, the guy just has problem after problem after problem. He's constantly getting evicted from rental properties. He's always on the hustle for Dell and always trying to, and his work suffers for this too. He's done some work for me that, quite frankly, I've had to redo. But he charges pennies. I have another friend who's a neighbor of my parents, and he has a construction company, and they're not cheap at all. In fact, they're quite expensive. But oddly enough, it's very difficult to get them to come and work on your home because they're so busy. They don't have time for you because their work is so good. Some people buy into quality, and it doesn't always pay to try to be the cheapest.
No.
So, you know, I had him do a job for me. I know he gave me a break. I know he did. But it was still super expensive. I thought it was a small job. But what he did to my home, it'll be here in 500 years. Now, what this other guy did to my house, I got to fix again in 6 months. Mm-hmm. That's just how it goes.
Wow. I mean, race to zero, whoever can make it free first. And here's the thing. If your only selling advantage is a lower price, all somebody has to do is be lower than you, and you've lost your competitive advantage.
Right.
And believe me, somebody will. And I just, I'll tell you what, I wrote an article on this called The Moving Line in the Sand. You know, and then you can look it up. It's somewhere, I think it's on Mobile Beat, and read it. But basically saying, you know, people come out and on these forums and they light up another DJ for doing this or doing that, or, you know, for perceivably lowering the bar. But these are the same people who maybe just lowered it the day before, you know, and now they're mad because somebody lowered it lower than, you know, listen, you, that's a double standard. You can't lower the bar and then be mad at the next guy for lowering it further. You know, who said you get to decide where the bar should be? How about we all just start trying to raise the bar? You know,
yeah,
that would be an interesting concept.
Let those guys race to zero. Let those guys do that. That's fine. You know, but if, like Brian said, if you are selling a unique quality service, people will get you at any price. I know DJs who make crazy amounts of money. And frankly, I'm happy for them, you know, but I'm just like, really? Yeah, I don't get that.
How are you doing this? I totally understand what you're saying.
I go mix sound for a Grammy winner and I don't make that, you know?
It's bad when the DJ makes more than the photographer. I've seen that before too.
Well, why is that bad? I would have to say, you know, I mean, gosh,
they get about $4,000 I actually get paid more than we do, but.
You know. Well, that's what I mean, though. If the DJ's getting more than the photographer, why is that the bad thing? I don't think that's the bad thing.
It ain't bad. That's pretty good for that.
Yeah, you know? That's what I'm saying. I'm like,
some of these guys in Florida, they're getting like $350 an hour, some of them. Now, they bring dancers out. They bring what they call interactive dancers out and stuff like that, motivators, what they call motivators, and they're paying them, too, in that salary. So yeah. I understand it being that much.
Well, I don't know, man. I mean, there's – not profit is not a bad word.
No. And listen, this is not a what you should charge conversation. We've just sort of transitioned from, you know, buying cheap things to maybe, you know, being cheap. And I get all that. I just, listen, all I want is all my customers to do well. I want them to be profitable, to be able to, you know, support their families and buy quality gear. That's all I want. I just want, and I realize it's a pipe dream, but I don't think it has to be, you know.
Now, you see, Ben is being 100% straight with you, and the reason I know this is because I know for a fact that Ben is kind of cheap.
I just found out.
I don't mean when it comes to, you know, he doesn't look for the cheap thing to buy, but he's just kind of cheap. Like, he's that way. He's that guy.
I'm frugal, Brian. I'm frugal.
Frugal.
That's the word, yeah.
You're frugal, yeah.
Yeah.
You know the volume of the company that I run, and you know, yet I don't drive a brand new vehicle, not even close. My truck's actually 12 years old. My wife's been after me 2 years to get rid of it.
My truck's 18.
It's well, see, there you go. You're even cheaper than me.
wow.
Of course, I rebuilt it.
I'm frugal. You know, I'm conservative, and I'm always putting my customers first, and that is a fact.
I know that you are a solid stand-up guy, and I love that about you and your crew. I have a question about something. If you could, and I don't mean to put you on the spot here, but could you just explain the culture of NLFX Pro? Because I know you guys. It's a culture. This is different than anything else I've seen. I can't even put my finger on what it is. But you guys do stuff different at the trade shows, everywhere. You and Kat and Katie, there's a culture there. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, and it extends far beyond Kat and Katie as well. You know, all the staff, and it reminds me, 2 years ago was our first company Christmas party, whatever you want to call it, where we actually had to have name tags because we have people in divisions who don't work together, who don't know each other. And what was remarkable is you have people who work here and people who work here who, you know, don't know each other, haven't met each other, and they come together for this, you know, one annual, you know, party, and we break bread together. And within minutes, they're like family because we are a family.
Yeah.
And it is a cultural thing, and it's not my culture. It's sort of its own thing, and it's really remarkable and humbling for me to watch, just to look at this existing around me these people who have such tremendous character and such fantastic work ethic and such a sincere dedication to the customer, no matter who that customer is, whether it's a DJ or a house of worship or a tour or the U.S. military, you know, again, different divisions and that sort of thing, but coming together with this tremendous common goal of you know, integrity and character and hard work, it is a culture, and it's a phenomenon. And what's really awesome about that is that you have these people who are supporting each other and propping each other up throughout the workaday, and also holding each other accountable. You know, kind of like a team. You know, when somebody just doesn't, you know, somebody's maybe down a little bit that day, or somebody stumbles. You know, somebody's there to kind of pat them on the back and say, "Hey, we got to do better. You know, our customers deserve it. We got to do better." And it's phenomenal to see. It's just really a ton of fun. I had the pleasure of hanging out with our install guys out on an install for a couple weeks. And, you know, I was definitely the outsider. I mean, I'm the president. I usually, you know, sit in an office. I don't get to wear a tool belt anymore, but I'm with our install guys. And it just, I'm like, man, this is just, I just love everybody in that company. I really do. And I think they love each other.
You really downplayed that president thing for a long time. Kind of awesome. You're kind of walking around like, yeah, this guy works over there. I don't know, the boss, he's whatever. But it's like, yeah, bullshit, Ben. It's your company. Just shut up.
That's why I respect him so much, though. I mean, you know, he on his page, it says that he works there. And you look at some other DJs' pages, and it says that they're the president and CEO of a one-man band. Come on now.
Of my speakers and mixing board, yeah.
And here's a guy that's running a big company. He says, I work there.
It's like if you like are an Uber driver, you're the CEO of your car, you know? It's
yes.
Like, well, you know, listen, I'm learning to embrace the title. I'm learning to embrace that. I mean, I am the president. And,
yeah.
You know, our company counts on good leadership. While they support each other, there still has to be somebody that's providing leadership. Sometimes they're providing it for me, and sometimes I'm providing it for them. But
well, I noticed that, and that's something I wanted to comment on, because you're always on the road. I mean, if you're not speaking to a group of people, be it five people or 500, or if you're not doing an install or whatever the case might be, your company's still running. Somebody there is making it happen. So you've got people who you don't have to just sit on top of all the time.
I think
that's important.
This is something else we don't really talk about, is the size of the company. I think a lot of people don't realize how many people work at NLFX and the scope of the other markets that we serve.
I have no idea.
Well, frankly, it's not really relevant. I mean, you know, we've talked a little bit about the military and those sorts of things, but you know, it's not to say, gosh, Scott, you know, we also, you know, we're kind of busy with the military. No, you're the most important person to us when we're talking to you. You know, so we don't really try to talk about all the other things that we're doing in a way that maybe wouldn't, you know, would diminish or disrespect. We love those one-man CEO shows. You know, we love every one of them. And I'm just, yeah, I'm just learning to be better about wearing the title of president. And you know,
I'm speaking nice things about your character is what I'm doing. I'm giving you a little bit of grief about it, but really, it's wonderful. I think it's refreshing. Is my point.
I guess, you know what, we're 25 years old this year, so I guess I can finally sort of come out and say, I'm president. We made it 25 years, you know? I don't know.
You're like, and I dare I say, kind of a remote location too, aren't you? I mean,
yeah, we are. And you know what? I had lunch today with the publisher of our community's newspaper, 39-year newspaper guy. And we were talking about all the logistical challenges. And, of course, we got True North here representing Minnesota as well. We're talking about all the logistical challenges of where we are. You know, airfare, we only have one airline that serves our airport, and, you know, freight and all this and that. We're not in a population center. But when you have 24 years of growth in a 25-year-old company, it's hard to say that this location hasn't been good for us. And I think one of the reasons it's been so good for us is that we have established within the town. I mean, we didn't establish it. The town has good, you know, good folks, but we've also established this character around us, and people like that attract people like that. And so you kind of know if you're going to work at NLFX, you're going to be a hardworking guy or gal. Yeah. If you're going to work at NLFX, you're going to have to be a person of integrity and character.
Do you even have a showroom up there?
We do, and it's in the middle of being remodeled right now, and I'm really excited because no, True North, we're not hiring right now. I apologize, but next time we are. We are remodeling our showroom, and it has never looked better. I'm really excited about it.
I need a tour someday when you are between things. I know that's going to be like a 3-hour window of opportunity, but I'm going to come up there sometime. I need to check.
Really hope you will. Hey, listen. So you know what, Brian? This is something we want to do this summer. And I apologize. I've got my phone propped up here, and it keeps moving on me.
You better apologize.
I am sorry. I do feel bad.
You better be sorry.
Our showroom isn't that big in terms of, you know, well, maybe I'm just judging it against the scale of what I wish it was. But the reality is that's not how commerce is done anymore. You know,
right.
I mean, you know, obviously you see our trade show displays and our website and that sort of thing. And, you know, we serve customers on 4 continents, the vast majority of which will never step in our showroom. And it's completely irrelevant. And another thing is the NAMM show, which is coming up here, has 1.5 million square feet of exhibits. 1.5 million square feet of exhibits. Nobody's showroom is that big. And guess what? NAMM doesn't have every musical product. That's just the greatest hits from all these manufacturers.
Right, right.
So our showroom is not that big, but again, it's never looked better. But more importantly, we're within 50 miles of Bemidji, are over 100 lakes, and we would love to have people come up and visit us this summer, come up and do some camps.
Yeah, summer is the key word. I'm not coming up there now.
Oh, you know.
It's bad enough where I live.
Now, we have told, you know, manufacturers have sales reps that want to call on you and that sort of thing. We did tell our manufacturers that anybody that comes in February gets a guaranteed order. So, you know, nobody's taking us up on that.
The reason I brought that up at all was because Jimmy's here. I was just kind of thinking about how there are DJs who are in remote locations and they serve their community and they, you know, they do well or they don't, whatever the case might be. But as a retailer, 25 years ago, you started as a retailer in the same general vicinity. Yeah. Back then, that was before e-commerce.
It was. And, you know, we started in 1993 and a lot changed between 1993 and 1998. 1998 is when we went online. And I mean, that clearly changed the dynamic of everything. Right. Obviously, we were an early adopter. We were one of, if not the very first company to put videos of lights up on our website. In fact, it was an epic failure because bandwidth wasn't there to support it and compression wasn't there to support it. And so we took them back off.
Yeah.
You know, but we were looking for ways to innovate and overcome our remote location. And, you know, obviously there's much bigger behemoths like Amazon that are taking over the e-commerce, you know, climate. But we haven't lost our commitment to hard work, integrity, character, and our company continues to grow. We believe in people, and I think people are believing in us.
You know, I really enjoyed that show that you couldn't make and Kat was on and told about doing the catalogs in the very beginnings of the company and how, wow, you guys have transitioned into the digital age seamlessly. But, oh my goodness, well, I couldn't imagine doing a catalog like that by hand.
I don't think she wants to imagine it again either. But, you know, Kat's dynamite. she's been with the company 14 years. We have an engineer that's been with the company 23. We have an autistic man that works in our web team who's been with us now 16, 18. I don't know. You start to lose track after a while. We have another person in marketing who's been with us 15, I think. I mean, we have tremendous, longevity. And again, it's a culture. I think you said the right word, Brian. It's a culture.
I gave you a buzzword, didn't I?
You did. Well, you know, and it's funny because we have our annual company party on Friday, and I guess I'll have to bring that up. So,
yeah, you know what? PSR said something really cool. I didn't say it.
I don't have to bring it up. That's the great thing. I don't have to bring it up.
It's a compliment at any rate.
Thank you. No, I appreciate it. No, the nice thing is it doesn't need to be said. I think everybody there just kind of, we just live it, you know?
It's interesting, though, how things have changed. I think about what I do. I think about, okay, yeah, I gig. I live in Milwaukee. This is not the cheapest real estate in the country. It's not the most expensive, but it's not the cheapest by any stretch of the imagination. With the videos that I do and such, I could live in rural Indiana and still do what I do. Yeah, I'd have to travel a little bit to do my most of my events. But the internet is wonderful in that regard. Mm-hmm. You can, I could live on an island somewhere and do what I do. I'd have to travel for work a little bit, but to do the videos and all the social media stuff, you can be anywhere. This, I don't think people appreciate this who aren't around our age, I guess. Kids don't appreciate this. It's always been there.
Yeah.
I think technology is one of those things that kids embrace faster, but Generation X people, or even Howie, what is he, the great generation? I mean, he's like,
I'm not that old.
Oh, come on.
Jeez.
We appreciate technology more, was what I was going to get.
I'm sitting
Here's the deal, Brian. You know, love it or hate it, the internet's not going away. And so obviously, like you said, you've been able to embrace it, and you've certainly created a tremendous persona for yourself and a tremendous following, and you've earned that. But here's the other thing, that even though, you know, all of our customers have a customer number that's a six-digit number and a letter, even though the vast, overwhelming majority of our customers will never set foot in our facility, even though our products arrive to them in a brown box with a label on it, we know that that product represents something for their business. We know that that product represents their hard-earned money entrusted to us, and we take that seriously. And I love, I'll tell you, I'm going to get all emotional here on you, but I love the fact that I recognize many of my customers' voices on the phone. They don't even have to tell me who they are. I love the fact that I know their kids, and I, you know, that we've developed this. Somebody described us as an internet mom and pop. And, you know, I'll take that every day.
Yeah.
Because we know that those purchases that these people are making, you that are watching, we know that that's a meaningful purchase to you.
Well, I have a complaint I'd like to make public.
Oh, time's up. Gotta go.
All right.
I ordered that ZLX a sub from you, and it came 2 days early.
I apologize.
I was not ready for it.
So. Well, I do apologize for getting it there too early.
All right.
In all seriousness, if you ever ship anything,
sorry,
to me,
I had to go public with that. But
I'm here to hear you out. You know, that's another thing. Speaking of which, you talk about character and integrity. When you have a weekly live show, you got to deliver, or otherwise people will call you on that stuff. You know,
it's true though. It really did come 2 days early.
Well, I am super glad to hear that. Thank you so much for your support.
Yeah, I had somebody locally tell me, yeah, you know, I sold my ETX system. I've been wanting to get the Evolve 50. It just makes more sense. I have a gig next week, and it's due on Friday. I was like, where did you buy it from? He said, we got it from NLFX Pro. I said, you'll see it on Monday or Tuesday. And they're like, no, it's coming Friday. That's what they said. I said, it doesn't matter. It'll be there Monday or Tuesday. And guess what?
I sure hope it got there.
Yep. It'll be there early, so just don't worry. You'll get in plenty of time, and sure enough.
That's a good story.
I didn't make that up.
I've seen our customer service reps who may never get to the trade shows, who may never meet people, but certainly get to know the customers, you know, via, you know, voice and you know, whatever. I've seen them actually express genuine emotion. You know, I remember a time a UPS train derailed. I mean, what do you do? You know, I mean, it wasn't train that derailed. UPS had their trucks on a train that derailed. You know, what do you do? And this meant the customer wasn't going to get something in time. And I saw, actually, I'm not making this up. I'm not going to say who it is because I don't want to embarrass her. But I saw one of our customer service reps actually crying because she had heard from her customer how much that was going to impact them for their upcoming weekend. And it actually affected her to literal tears.
Well, you're supposed to. Yeah, you care about the people who are your clients and your customers. That's the good stuff. And that's why it's different. And you know, me, I mean, to be candid, I do a lot of videos for a lot of different companies. I've got EV stuff here. I've got FBT stuff. I'm on a JTS microphone, of course, ADJ. You know, there's just the list goes on and on and on. And I've had several retailers approach me over the years saying, hey, let's do something together. Let's do a thing. And I've never been able to figure out how I, as the personality on YouTube that I am, or the purpose that I serve on social media, I could never figure out how I could really help a retailer that way. Because, you know, everybody kind of, well, you know, everybody kind of sells the same stuff. I mean, when it really comes down to it, everybody, a dealer of this product or that product or that product. But having said that, when it comes to somebody who needs some knowledge or somebody, I'm sending them to Ben's crew. When people private message me, this is where you got to go. Oh, you need to know this. You need to talk to this guy. He's going to help you. I need to talk to this girl. They're going to help you out. So that's just being candid. I know who worked at Best Buy last week and now sells Pioneer CDJs, and I know who knows what they're talking about, and I know where to send them.
Mm-hmm. Well, it means the world. It truly does. And I'll say something else. This has been said before. People say, oh, poor Ben, he must get sick of getting tagged on Facebook. No, I do not.
Yeah. Do I throw you a bone here and there or what? You're all over social media, though, which is great. A lot of people aren't. I mean, I've got a lot of retailer pals, a lot of really good retailer pals that are on my on Facebook friends list or follow me on my fan page. But Ben's on it. If something comes up or somebody's saying, ooh, what is that? Oh, well, it's this. Oh, I'd like to get one of those. And hi, I'm Ben Stowe. And that'll affect – he's on it. He's on it. I love it.
You got to hustle.
You're absolutely right.
When I first started the company, I was living in a homeless shelter, and I have not forgotten.
I'll never forget that either.
No, right? You know what I mean, Howie. You preach, brother. That don't motivate you. There ain't nothing that will.
It motivates you, and it gives you something to look like where we came from, and to be grateful for the people around us.
Jimmy, you better have clothes on.
Oh no!
I gotta change over to see Jimmy here. By the way, Jimmy is a talented son of a gun. If you watch, our weekly shows and you see those graphics that go up where I've got phantom eyes or I got a cape or something. I don't know what he did to me. That's Jimmy at his finest. Are you wearing clothes, Jimmy?
He's showing skin, and
he's just showing his head. He's just laying there. Oh God,
he's showing skin. Oh man.
Oh boy.
Exposure over here.
Listen, if you're under 21, you should turn this show off now.
Okay. Yep. What was the original topic?
Jimmy, I don't even know if you take clients or not, but if you need design work done, Jimmy's your guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
There are so many talented folks out there in our community. We think about the DJ thing, and then you mentioned something like graphics, and then Jimmy pops up. I kind of do, you know, whatever. And then he does something for you. It's like, oh, wow. I didn't expect that from Jimmy. That's not an insult. That's a drop. I didn't expect to see what I saw when Jimmy did what he did. Howie, oh, yeah, I'm going to build you this battery-powered amplifier. It's like, yeah, whatever. It's like, oh, what? We've got talent out there. We've got a lot of talent out there, hidden talent, stuff that people don't talk about. We've got mechanics. We've got police officers. We have people in the medical profession. There's a DJ in Puerto Rico who was talking to me about my stroke, and I'm like, well, you know an awful lot about this. It's like, yeah, I'm a neurologist.
Wow.
All walks of life. It's crazy.
Look at Victoria. She built some amazing stuff.
Yes.
She was helping me with some things.
Yes, she was on the last show, the first hour of the show, and talking about the photo booth with with the different things she put on it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really nice that they have a nice husband wife team.
That's neat.
Business.
And cats.
And cats, yes. She is always on with her cat. I dig that, though.
That's just one.
Speaking of cats, where's Gizzy?
She's with Mama upstairs. She's upstairs with Mama. She gets really annoying. She doesn't like when I'm on computers.
To that level, yeah. My cat will not stoop to being on the show, so he's too busy being a cat somewhere.
She's like, if you're still and you don't type or anything, we can be friends. But as soon as you start typing, I'm out of here. I can't deal with it.
You know, hey, anybody,
I got a question. Cats.
Huh?
I got a question for you.
I have an answer.
Okay.
Yeah. Ready?
Yeah.
Gobos. Gobos.
Oh, jeez, Brian.
Do you do custom gobos?
Yes, we do.
Custom gobos.
Yes, we do.
Are they for all the gobos or just a specific brand?
Well, how do you mean? We make custom gobos for hundreds of different fixtures. We can literally make them just about any size. I mean, obviously, small gobos have less image area, so, you know, maybe we have to change the level of detail or something, but we can do glass, we can do color, we can do black and white steel. I would venture to guess that we are one of the top producers of gobos in the entire country.
Scott, let me just interject here and put this into layman's terms for you. When you have a product that needs a gobo, like a moving head or a gobo projector or whatever the case might be, in the manual, you will see it'll say gobo size, it'll give it in millimeter, and then it'll also have a viewable size.
Right.
If you have that information, all you have to do is give that to them.
Okay.
Cool. Also, let me add something here. A couple months ago, I believe, Ben, you did that show where you went to, Roscoe you were at?
Yep.
Now, that's Scott, a show you want to look up, Scott. That really great show.
What is it?
It's one Tuesday night with Ben Stowe shows, and we were at Roscoe. Plus, there's a gratuitous number of Star Wars references in there, so that's good.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's one you want to look up. That Where's was an Roscoe awesome located? Show.
Round Rock, Texas.
Really?
Mm-hmm. We just had a question on the new Freedom fixture pop through. Actually, I think I saw it pop through again. And again, I apologize. I'm on my phone, so the chat's a little weird. I don't want to steal Katie's thunder, so I'll tell you this. Just I apologize. Just hang on a week because Katie's going to be doing an in-depth video from NAMM with that. Or you could just maybe I can get her to answer the question tomorrow. I know if I answer it, I'm going to be in big trouble. So
can't catch thunder.
Yeah, no, Katie, not Cat, but Katie.
Oh.
Cat's fortunately got plenty else to keep her busy with NAMM. Yeah. And, of course, you know, the first quarter of the year, we have so many trade shows. That poor woman, I don't know. I fully expect to see her resignation every March, you know. So, but she still
wins. I will say that I have a request from the other staff members of NLFX Pro who I've gotten to know over the years.
All right.
Trade show. Hang out. Hang with us. Don't disappear after the show. Hang out with us. Spend time.
But you know what? Here's the deal. They know why they're there, and they know that they're not there to party, and they know that they're not there to go enjoy, you know, whatever city they're in. And so these people are giving up that opportunity for themselves to go hang out and party so that they can go to their rooms and answer emails and rest and be what you know, be on point for you the next day.
Oh, I totally appreciate that. Having said that, when was the last time anybody saw me party at a show? I mean, when did you see me party at a show?
I don't know. I just imagine.
You don't, because I'm incredibly boring. I hang out and I talk shop. That's what I do.
Trade show, you and I went to like Dave and Buster's together or something, didn't we?
Yeah. That was partying. Yeah.
That's how we roll, you know?
Yeah. And we sat at the table and talked shop. That's what we did. Poor kid.
Like a bunch of old guys.
You know, it's funny. Because I was working, and I'm not going to say the name of the band. I'm not going to do the name drop thing anymore. But I was working with a band who would be one of the monsters of rock, you know, a 80s, 90s metal band. hard rock, I guess, rather than metal, but hard
just
rock.
Just say again. It, Ben. Come on.
No, it doesn't really matter, because I don't want to out him in this story. But I'll tell you what,
give us a hint.
We were done with the show about 10 o'clock, and made it to the I think we closed down the buffet at like 10:30, and by 11, all of us were asleep. So you know, and conversations, not on stage, were mostly about chiropractors and our kids' schools, and nobody's partying like a rock star anymore, that's for sure.
No, I mean, man, you know, these shows are, I mean, and okay, fine. When the Brits come, and I'll call out the Brits, get a Brit in Vegas and they lose their minds. They don't know how to act. It's the same way in Amsterdam. I've seen British people be foolish in Amsterdam too. Because I guess a little more repressed over there. But anyway, the thing is that when I go to Vegas or even Atlantic City, I mean, most of the time what's happening is I'm in a small clique somewhere that's maybe a little more quiet than the big thing that's happening that night. And we're talking shop. And we're sharing ideas and we're learning from each other. It's my version of the educational seminar. Is doing it that way. I get more out of that. I'm able to interact with people and a lot of listening. I love to just listen to people's stories and hear their ideas. And it helps me develop more empathy for my audience. When I come back from these shows, I am so energized because I get it. I get something I didn't get before. And it might not be particularly, something that's going to work for me in my DJ business, but it's definitely something that inspires me and helps me create better content for those who watch. It's cool stuff.
Jonathan Lewis is in the chat and he's laughing with when you said about the Brits losing their minds when they come over here.
They do. Oh my God. Get a Brit in Vegas and they're like, "Whoa." They're fine until you get them to. And I was in Amsterdam one time in a bar and everybody's just chilling out except this table of Brits are losing their minds. I don't know what it is about the Brits when they travel to places where they don't have so many rules and everything's banned. They just go crazy.
All right, Brian, I'll hang out with you at a trade show as long as we don't see any Brits. You know,
stay away from the Brits, man. The Brits will disappear anyway.
I love the Brits. Honestly, I love the Brits.
I love them too, but after the show is over, they're gone. They're getting dressed, they're hiring limousines, and they're going places that we don't want to go. That's what Brits do at shows.
Places your mom warned you about, right?
Places my mom warned me about.
They wrote a song about that.
What's that guy's name? Philip Morse, something like that.
The guy who made cigarettes?
No. Oh. Philip Morse. Come on. He knows who I'm talking about. No, Phil. The guy Phil. Phil Morse.
I don't know, Phil. I don't think I know Phil.
Oh, gosh.
Well, guys, we are coming up on the hour, so I want to make this really easy for John's editing team. Here's another hour of hangout, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. And I hope to see you all again soon. If you like the hangouts, please let the powers that be, a.k.a. John Young, know that you like the hangouts, and we'll continue to do them as long as you keep coming. So... Ben, any final words?
Absolutely. You got me thinking about something at trade shows. It never seems to fail that after a trade show, I get an inbox packed full of messages from people who say, "Oh, I saw you at the show, but you looked really busy. I didn't want to bother you."
I know. I get that too.
I know. And listen, that's why I'm there. Please, you're not bothering me. I'm there to see you. So, you know, I realize there's other people to see, and if it doesn't work for your schedule, that's totally cool. But don't ever think that I'm too busy for you. Please come say hi.
Let's do like an hour show next week where we just say that repeatedly, because I have the same problem. There's people who I've been talking to on Facebook or YouTube for years, and it never fails after a show. "Oh, I saw you, but I didn't want to bother you." I'm like, why? What could I have been doing that was so important that you couldn't come up to me and say hello?
Interrupt me, please. Somebody else. I mean, you know, we both kind of get mobbed, but we should be so lucky to have people who want to see us and want to talk to us.
But I want to see them. That's the whole point. I want to see. It's important for me to make that connection with people. I love the outreach that we have in social media, but I'm absolutely adore face-to-face.
You probably were standing next to me, and they thought I was your bodyguard.
With no shirt on.
With no shirt on. No, that
my topless bodyguard.
Every time.
I get that with Chris Bedke at shows.
You know, I'll tell you something else people say about trade shows. It's kind of funny when you say that, Jimmy, about bodyguards. Is I'm not a big guy. You know, but I think people, I guess when you're as big a geek as me and you have a geek persona, I don't know what people's expectation is, but people are, it comes up every show and somebody goes, wow, you're a lot bigger than I thought you'd be. So I'm just going to put it out there so everybody knows. I'm about 6'1", about 190. Okay. So, you know, I mean, just so you know,
you're
don't look for the little geek guy. I'm a tall geek guy. So.
Ben, do you know what blew my mind? The first time I met Mikey Mike.
What's that?
You know, Mikey Mike, right?
Oh, yeah. Mike's such a lovely guy. Absolutely.
Yeah. But I had only seen Mikey in videos. The first year I started doing videos, Mikey started doing videos. I'm picturing a guy that's 6.5 feet tall, just big old biker guy. And this little bitty guy walks up, hi, I'm Mikey Mike. I'm like, no, you're not. There's no way you're Mikey Mike.
I think people like get us mixed up that way, you know? You know, I'll tell you something else. It's kind of funny. I look a lot younger than I am. And I used to look even younger. If you look, I've aged a lot in the last 5 years, I think, but,
you're looking good.
Thank you. You know,
but I still thought you were older than me just cause you're so together. I'm not doing enough with my life. That's all it is. It's nothing to do with your looks. Go ahead. Yeah.
I, all right. Now you're pulling my leg. But I remember a meeting. I think it was at Infocom maybe or NAM. Infocom maybe, which is, you know, installed systems. And walked up to the meeting and shook hands with the guy. And, you know, and we stood around for a minute. I was kind of waiting for him to sort of – it was his meeting, you know. And we stood for a minute and kind of, you know, looked around. He just really wasn't engaging me. And I thought – I said, well, you know, should we get started? And he says, well, is your dad coming? And I said, no, he's not here, you know. he says, well, I have an appointment with him. I said, I doubt it. He doesn't even work in the industry, you know. No, yeah. He said, well, Ben Senior. I said, no, I'm Ben the only. You know?
Right. Ben Esquire. Yeah.
I'm the only Ben you're going to get today. So you want to be not. What's your pleasure? You know,
is your mom home or?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. We better hurry up and have this meeting. Cause mom said I can't be out past two.
you are gifted in that regard. I am not.
You look good, Brian. You look and act phenomenal for a guy who's had a stroke. I just can't I said it in the last hangout how
no, he looks great for a guy who's all screwed up.
Well, you know, you know, I watched a friend of mine who was maybe an outside chance at an NFL prospect who was a tremendous athlete and one of the most powerfully built human beings I've ever met. I watched him lose his ability to use the entire right side of his body and speak. So I know that strokes are no joke. I went and visited him over the course of 6 months. I visited him when he was in a coma, where this giant man, 6'5", 320 pounds of fast-moving muscle, was being fed through a tube and was on life support. So, you know, these things are no joke. And I saw you when you first had yours, and I've seen what you've overcome. And so, no, I'm not saying you look good.
I'm totally teasing you, Ben. I'm just giving you crap.
He does need a haircut, though.
And then you wonder why we don't hang out with you at shows.
We'll chase him around with some hair.
I need a haircut. My hair is fine. Anything I need to grow more of it.
I was
dreaming of hair, and I mean that literally. I was having dreams about having long hair. I guess I missed it, so we did it.
Yeah, I just got military high and tight about a week ago.
Yeah, well, I spent 25 years doing that because I was convinced I was going bald, but then when it didn't actually happen, I decided to go ahead and grow it out.
Follically impaired.
I'm good, man. There's plenty up here. And I learned, well, I won't go there. I'll leave.
Don't worry about it. I just let you go.
But yeah, right there. I really do appreciate you all being here for the hangout. It was fun. We kind of don't stay on topic, but that's kind of the charm of the show, if you will. So
I didn't think we had a topic. Did we have a topic?
It's the fun.
I told Howie to come up with one and surprise you with it while you were getting your phone sorted out, but he neglected to do that. So,
what was our topic? What did we totally not talk about?
Oh, we did talk about it for 5 minutes in the beginning.
That's probably good.
But you were off camera. Yes, we did talk about that. It was supposed to be lightweight. What are you doing to lighten your load? You know, as far as equipment and so forth.
You could have talked about rock and roller cards. You could have talked about...
I bought one. Finally got one.
Yeah, those are cool. Those are cool. Hey. And, you know, I thought everybody had one. I did the video where I showed how to do the Pro Event Table, and there's like, what's that? I'm like, what do you mean, what's that? Everybody owns one of these already.
No.
Okay, fine.
No, they don't.
I guess not, yeah.
Shameless plug, if you're not following Katie Lynn Sabak on Facebook, you should be, because she's got these little monster sales she's doing right now, the little graphics with monsters on them, and I happened to peek over her shoulder, and I don't know exactly when it's going to be, a couple days maybe, but I saw one with a rock and roller cart. So happy to know there's a rock and monster deal coming on some rock and roller carts for you.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the chat. Howie, give Howie a big thank you for being our engineer. Thank you, Howie.
Thank you, Howie.
It was a pleasure.
Thankless job, as always.
Thank you to everybody for hanging out with us. Really, really appreciate you guys hanging out with us.
Thank you, Ben, for doing the 2-hour marathon despite your hard drive crash. being a stormtrooper, as always.
Good to see you, Ben.
You kept a little quieter tonight, too, so.
Scott, it was good to have you, my friend. For
it was great to have you.
Nice meeting you, brother. I'll be calling the shop tomorrow.
Perfect.
I'll give you a call tomorrow.
Sounds great. Any questions you have, just reach out, please. And if you can't catch me by phone, you can catch me on Facebook, or you can shoot me an email. I'd love to hear from you.
All right, folks. Thank you very much. We'll see you next week.
Good night.
Good night.